What is Pornhub? Thanks for asking. With over 3 billion visits per month, it's the 10th most popular website worldwide. Don't act all innocent. If you have an internet connection, it's almost certain you have at least heard of Pornhub. It's perhaps the world's most popular porn site, but it has been making headlines for controversial reasons in the last month. Reports have surfaced accusing Pornhub of hosting illegal content, such as videos of non-consensual sex and child abuse.
How did Pornhub get to be so successful?
The site was launched in Montreal in 2007 and has grown explosively ever since, being bought out by MindGeek in 2010. Each year, a combined 6 million videos are uploaded to the platform by pros and amateur members of the Pornhub community. In 2019, Pornhub recorded over 40 billion visits in a single year. For comparison's sake, that's more annual traffic than either Amazon or Netflix. Analytics site SimilarWeb estimates that the average time on site is 8 minutes and 53 seconds.
It sounds like everything is going just swimmingly at Pornhub then.
Well, that was the case until December 4th, 2020, when the New York Times published an opinion piece on the site. The report featured accounts from young women who had been shocked to find videos of themselves on Pornhub. In some cases, the sex shown was non-consensual, and those in the videos had been underage at the time the videos were taken. Journalist Nicholas Kristof accused Pornhub of being a company that monetizes child rapes, revenge pornography, spy cam videos of women showering, racist and misogynist content, and footage of women being asphyxiated in plastic bags.
How did Pornhub react to the New York Times article?
The company's original reaction was to prevent all non-verified users from posting new content and to strengthen existing moderation practices. But within days, the pressure turned up a further notch, and it became clear that wouldn't be enough. Both Visa and MasterCard banned the use of their payment cards on Pornhub, a move which had been suggested by Nicholas Kristof in the New York Times. The porno kings then took the radical decision to remove all content published by non-verified accounts from their site, which meant a whopping 75% of all videos. Pornhub has since gone on the defensive, suggesting it has become a victim of conservative militants who want to ban pornography and sex education. It also claims to have the most comprehensive safeguards in user-generated platform history, more stringent than social networks like Facebook and Twitter, for example. There you have it. Now you know what Pornhub is. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions. What would you like to know about? Use the comments section to ask your questions on the podcast platform.